This goes to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L, P-A-C, fax 989-828-6835, regarding Jack Maxon, M like Mary, A-X-O, N like November, date of birth 12/10/1945. Dear Matthew, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Maxon with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension. His last visit was November 10th, 2025. His weight is up 4 pounds since his last visit. He did have an infected right lower wisdom tooth removed recently and has quite a bit of bruising on the right side of his jaw and down into his neck after the procedure. It is healing up well, and there's minimal pain at this time. He denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. He has stable dyspnea on exertion and none at rest. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight Eliquis. It's 5 milligrams twice a day. Carvedilol is 12.5 milligram twice a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 189 pounds, pulse is 70, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 78. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 8th, 2026. Creatinine is 1.19, which actually is improved, so the GFR is just over 60. Previous levels were 1.31 and 1.27. Calcium 9.6, albumin 3.8, phosphorus is 3.4. Electrolytes are normal, hemoglobin 10.3, normal white count, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 2 to 3A, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension is currently at goal, and 3, bilaterally small kidneys. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.